What's it going to say?
I was talking about how I see murderers everywhere. Or something. Or you like you see like a bag and you're like, that looks like a cat but it's not a cat, so I'm just gonna go to sleep. But I see something like, that looks like a murderer but it doesn't look like a murderer. It looks like a murderer but it's not a murderer, but it's gonna murder me because it's a murderer. Basically.
Oh yeah, and I have like the sort of thing, like if I'm like watching something, it's all about dark, but if I watch something that's like scary at all, where it's like, I always end up having like walk downstairs or whatever, and I'm always freaked out, just there's going to be something in the window.
Yeah. Yeah, in the window. Things in murders, things in mirrors are really a big
thing. Not even mirror, just a window. Me. And like, but it's like, I know there's going to be nothing there, but it's like whenever I go walk in the room fine, with just like a little bit of fear, like go and do stuff, but I'm walking out, I always end up like walking fast and closing the door behind me and just getting to my room as fast as possible. Because I don't know what it is, it's bugs. It doesn't even have to be scary sometimes, it can just like some weird YouTube video.
For me, it's stuff like, especially whenever I was younger, I wasn't afraid of the dark, but it was like, if I was going into, what?
I think I might have been.
I think I was at one point, but then I wasn't. But whenever I was going into a room, I would always open up the door and turn on the light before walking in. Even though I wasn't afraid of the dark, I was just afraid that there would be someone in the dark that was going to kill me. Or something. I was very paranoid when I was younger.
No, whenever I was younger, there was one... You know the way we used to have mice in our house all the time because the chickens next door?
Oh.
They are just next door. We used to keep chickens. We had the mice at least like usually once a year.
Oh, nice.
But like we had one of those off like 2 months, and it was always in my room scratching the floorboards. Okay. I could not get sleep because of it, and it freaked me out that it was there. So what I did was I always sang to myself, like out loud, because like if you sing, I found out if you sing something that the thing hadn't heard before, it would stop.
Okay.
So like I would just sit and sing to myself and sing to myself like 20 odd minutes, or whatever, until I fell asleep.
What sort of stuff would you sing? Was this before or after Dio?
This is before Dio. Oh. Long for you. I don't think it had words. It was always just like da 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 stuff like that.
Okay.
But it had to be something different, or else it would keep going. Yeah. So like even sometimes seeing night, it would start again. And I had to think of something else.
That's very strange.
It was a couple.
So you're effectively, maybe it kept coming back because it couldn't sleep without you singing it a lullaby.
Maybe, I don't know.
And you were actually just singing this mouse to sleep.
I couldn't stop. Yeah, I couldn't think of what it was or whatever. I don't know what it was.
That's weird.
But the thing is, like, after we actually got it, I think it might be one point where, like, disappeared for a while and came back to my room. But like, when we got it, I kept singing to myself because it might still be there.
Yeah.
There's also one point where it was like 6 or more or something, and I was just woken up this large snap, which I knew it had to be the mouse because it was a mouse trap.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't want to go near it. So I lay in bed for another like 3 hours or something like that, and then went and got my dad. I was like, can you go get this? Because I'm not going near. It's like, yeah, there's a mouse dead in your room for the last 3 hours. It's like, oh. Also, sausage works way better than cheese for whatever recipe you had.
Fair enough. A couple last things about me being freaked out. I still get freaked out a lot at night, like in the dark. One of the things was, like, I used to have this like recurring dream like all the time. It was really weird. It was basically the plot of Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Have you ever seen that? But it was really freaky and always freaked me out. I still occasionally almost have it, but before I fall asleep I can tell I'm going to have the dream because it's just weird, like a weird feeling that I get whenever I'm going to have it. So, but it also, there was another thing, whenever I got freaked out when I was younger, I used to always like keep my eyes closed in case I opened my eyes and there was someone there about to murder me. But I don't know why, but recently it started that whenever I start doing that, I open my eyes now. So I guess I'm not as afraid, but
I will stare the fear in the face.
I guess I just know that it's in my head, so that, and if I keep my eyes closed, it's just going to get worse. But if I open my eyes, then I'll be fine. But then I close my eyes again, and then I'm freaked out again. So I have to just keep them open all night with like cocktail sticks or something.
With 30 seconds left, there is something else I want to say. So we'll just finish this and do another one.
Yeah.
Bye, boo.